8 seconds later turned into 5. Said 13.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. This is our unexpected Sunday night edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. It's actually usually a very busy night for us, so we may have to put it on the permanent agenda for y'all because, boy, it seems like a lot is going on and a lot of people have interest in getting a reading. So I'm Deborah Lee, and I am here with my intuitive co-host, Jimbo, and we are going to help solve some of the burning questions in your lives. Yeah. So, reminder, we're using ordinary playing cards. Yes. This is my preferred, are you okay? Don't cry, little one.
Got something in my eye, that is all.
Little Juan Valdez, don't cry.
I don't think that guy was that little.
Oh, he picked coffee beans,
mm-hmm.
didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's what we're using. No tarot, no oracle, except for Jim, with your one card reading. And no other system. And I know they're out there. But we're not using them. We're only using this system, as my grandmother taught it to me. So with that, I also want you to know I am going to be using a full 24 card layout, just as grandmama taught it to me. It's my preferred way. I want to see the whole layout of, the landscape, I guess you could say, of your life. What has come before, what is happening now, and what's on your future path. But let's bear in mind, whatever comes through in the cards, very, very little of it cannot be altered in any way. Most of it is empowered by change and choice. So you have a lot of wiggle room there with things. Don't like the way your relationship's going? There are things we can do. If you don't like your career, we can do things about that too, using choice and change. And that through that, you can literally create your own reality. I mean, hey, I'm living my dream. And people laughed at me before I moved out east here to the Commonwealth of Virginia. Yes, they laughed at home. And I thought, you go ahead, you laugh, but I'm going to actually manifest this and it's going to come true. And damn if it didn't. So if I can make it happen, you can make it happen. And with that, I'm going to turn you all over to Mr. I don't know who he is tonight. Whoever you are.
I'm me. I'm always me. I'm only me. All right. Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you the show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd like to remind all the folks out there and all the platforms that if you're international, let us know. And we'll give you live international shout-outs. Like. So far, all I see yet is Laura, but last but not least, or first, I should say. First, I shouldn't say last but not least. She could be first and last if she's the
she
only
could.
One there. But not likely. Okay, well, but we'll give you, as they show up, we'll give them live interviews. You don't have to be here at the beginning.
Catherine says, hello, Earthlings.
Yes, it is greetings. All right.
Hello there.
515-602-9676, number to call in, get your free reading. You call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. I tested it. That's a true statement. I can hear the show. If you don't hear a show ever, obviously if you don't hear it now, you're not hearing these words. But in the future, file this away. When you don't hear a show, it's silent. Something went wrong. Just hang up. Call back. Facers, we shall do what we shall do. We can what we can. International shout out to Virgil in the UK. We'll see what we can do to get you folks up on the front line to get a reading because we know that you can't call in because you're not filthy rich with an international calling plan. So we'll see what we can do. No promises, no time frames, no nothing. Can't even have you get in line because there's no hold system for Facebook Messenger. And it would be a Messenger call when we do open the through those.
I keep looking for the next generation of those portals.
It doesn't matter what the device is, Deb. The hardware doesn't matter. It's the software.
Yes, but if they have that option.
Then they would have it here, too, without a portal. Comprende? Comprende.
Oh,
you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth.
Okay. Was that Chris? Chris Rock?
Chris Tucker.
Oh, Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, before Jim continues, we went today to see the movie Strays. Do not bring your children.
Of course not, and you shouldn't have if you did any kind of research or whatever.
It's raw, it's risque, it's full of bad language. We got Jamie Foxx, you got Will Ferrell. I mean, they're all playing dogs. They even got Dennis Quaid in there, which was kind of a...
Not a dog, though, himself.
No.
I like the movie. I don't know.
It's hilarious.
I thought it was hilarious, especially having dogs.
But there's a lot of FUs in it. And a couple people did bring children. There was a lot of penis talk.
There's all sorts of humping and a lot of humping and pooping and peeing.
And
they're dogs.
They're dogs. But it's not for kids. And they had a big sign up at the ticket place.
Mm-hmm.
It said Strays is rated R. So...
Yeah, but you know people.
They're gonna bring them.
You got dorks, you got dumbasses, dumasses. Remember, you gotta go through certain qualifications and standard around here to freaking have a gun concealed, to drive a car, you drive motorcycles, and extra certain size trucks. You have to go through extra qualifications. To have a kid, you gotta have his reproductive organs. You don't have to have any qualifications or skill set to have that child, and which is one of the most important things on earth.
And as this movie was going, you make a good point. As this movie was going on, it started to reach a very poignant part in the story. And I'm thinking, if you people kill this darling little dog.
You know, I knew that was going to happen.
In this story, I knew. I mean, I cried when King Kong was killed in that movie with Jessica Lange and all of them.
The 70s one.
Yeah. I mean, I was sitting there just sobbing. And it was not even a real gorilla.
Sure, it wasn't.
No, but I'm saying, I thought, oh, my God, if they kill this cute little dog.
Yeah.
But no, the little cat. The little dog.
You can't give it away.
I'm not going to, no spoilers.
No spoilers.
But let's just say the dog gets even with that very, very bad man.
All the dogs and all the animals survive.
Cutest thing in the world, but not for kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought it was hilarious. A lot of little lines. That if you're just, like, not paying attention, you're going to miss some funny little lines that they throw out.
And, you know, it's all related to dog stuff.
Yes.
So we just thought we'd put that out.
I'm glad I saw it.
Oh, look, at Michelle says she can't watch Dumbo because it's way too sad.
What was so sad about that one?
The elephant?
What was sad about it? I never saw it.
Disney's movies or cartoons sometimes. Have a weirdness
them. You're on the stand. What was so sad about it? Just answer the question.
I can't remember myself.
Okay,
well, very old.
I thought he was an elephant flying around his ears. I don't know.
And what was the one with the deer?
Well, that was Bambi.
It's
your
mommy's
parents got,
died?
Yeah,
no.
Parents got murdered or something, yeah.
Well.
Oh, Michelle says Dumbo didn't have his mommy. Oh, that was, yeah.
Yeah, and I think the other one that really got me was Finding Nemo. Because I had a bunch of Navy children that were in my care at that time. Their parents were deployed. Their parents worked long hours, weekends, and many of them did not have fathers. And that movie really bothered me for them because they were looking for that.
They didn't give a shit. They liked it.
Yeah, but I was worried about the subliminal, you know, message.
Which you don't have to worry too much. The kids at that age aren't really thinking deeply. You're thinking, hey, that's a cool little cartoon with a talking fish.
I guess. And then I had parents who wouldn't let them see, the Warlock Kid or the...
Shrek?
No.
The Warlock Kid.
I mean, somebody say it.
What?
The little kid with the round glasses.
Harry Potter.
Yes. They would not let, they did not want their children watching Harry Potter. Okay, that'll be my little soapbox moment.
Right, and that was broadcast to you by nothing. I mean, that was brought to you by nobody. No sponsors for that.
Except we went to a cinema cafe theater where they serve all that deliciously bad food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Big, giant platter with every kind of fried thing on it and wings.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Pizza. We'd have everything.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza, popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
The poo-poo platter.
Mm-hmm. I didn't do beer.
No, and that was unusual.
I'd have been too full.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, that's a very, the beverage has to be very light water or like it was unsweet tea or something because of all that freaking food, so.
That's unusual for him. He'd usually go for the big beer and, you know, not be so much into the food. All right, Jimbo.
He's got the show on the road because they are stacking. They always do on Sunday. Sunday, it's amazing. Sundays, is, I guess people love Second Lovaca Show Day. Because look at it.
What? Holy smoke.
Holy guacamole. Right, well, let's get the show on the road then. 714, California, 714. Welcome to the show. Your first caller.
Hey, thank you. Is it me, Jennifer, again?
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Welcome.
I'm not great, but I had a reading not too long ago, and I was asking about an individual from the Netherlands and myself. And
okay.
A little update, we went out yesterday. It was great. We spent all day together, nothing romantic, and then he's silent today.
Oh, now that boy, that sure shows us a side to his personality that I don't think is very complimentary. And you've tried to reach him?
I have messaged him, but he has not responded to anything today.
But you had a wonderful time yesterday.
Yes.
So it sounds like she's mystified, miffed, perplexed.
Right.
Unable to read the signals here.
Is that what you'd like me to look at for you to have a second question?
I guess the second question, it has to go along with, well, it's completely different, but I work with Michelle. We're in a bad working environment, and I unexpectedly quit or lost my job last week, and I'm kind of on probation, and I don't know if I'm going to be fired or held on to.
Okay. All right. How do you kind of quit a job?
I was in a meeting, and I said something that didn't go over well, and HR told me to hand over my stuff. They have to investigate.
Okay. Well, I'm very familiar with the situation that you and Michelle are dealing with, and she may have filled you in. I observe full confidentiality, so it's not my place to mention, but I can work with your side of things, sure. So I'm going to lay the cards out now, and Jim is going to do that thing that he does.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Yeah, I don't know. I'm bouncing back and forth here. You got multitasking. So I don't know. I don't even know what our questions were, Deb. Sorry. I was busy doing some stuff here. I was doing the voodoo that I do, not the voodoo that you do.
Ask her about her date with that Netherlands guy yesterday.
Well,
spent the whole day together.
Where'd they go?
Where do you live, Jennifer?
I'm in California, so we went up to L.A., took him to the record store.
Yeah, so he's in town.
Well, see, I didn't even know that. All right, there we go. That answers all my questions. And I was thinking, let's see, she's in California, he's in the Netherlands, and they had a date. How the hell does that work? Oh, he
There we go.
I do remember that they had a work connection. Yes, I do remember that. That was initially, yep.
Hey, you people are having some fun out there, not with the weather and all.
Yeah.
I just had a breaking news item on my phone that said there's been an earthquake now.
Yes, I felt it.
Oh, my God.
Yes, indeed. Well, that is California. You are going to shake, rattle, and roll there if you live there.
Well, he's right here. I see him. And he is like, did you always think he was kind of a workaholic? Because he's really coming through as focused on the reason for his work trip and that kind of thing. He thinks everything's fine. He didn't know that he was going to keep seeing you every day is what I am picking up from him. Maybe he's a little dense that way when it comes to, you know, away from work things. All right. Mm-hmm. So, but I see that you're not very happy about this at all. I mean, you had expectations, right? And rightly so. I am not sure that they're going to get met, your expectations. You may be looking for love in the wrong place here.
Looking for love in all the wrong places. Was that Millsap?
Wasn't it?
I think it was. Okay. I don't remember. I don't know my country, folks, let me tell you. So.
But it's not because he had a bad time. I mean, I just think the word is dense. Mm. Did he give you a hug?
No.
So you got no physical affection on it.
No, there was no physical thing. And he did say that he wanted to meet up for dinner before he leaves.
Oh, so see, that's where the two of you are on kind of on different levels. But, you know, if he doesn't have the motivation, he could have, met you for a drink or some coffee/tea. Right? He could have had I think he's kind of a nerd. Is he a nerdy guy?
He is. He definitely is. He's a little inexperienced with this sort of thing.
Yes. And that's what I'm picking up on. He did not see this as a romantic rendezvous at all. He saw this as two acquaintances from work getting together. I really think he will ask you out for a dinner before he goes. How long is he going to be there?
Until Friday.
Oh,
there's a lot of days left.
You got to be, yeah. Are you somebody who is a cook? Do you like to cook?
No.
Okay, so that would not be an invitation you'd want to say. Why don't you come over and I'll make you dinner?
Plus, that's like a whole different level if you do that, too.
What, friends don't feed each other?
You start inviting somebody into your pad, now you've opened a door.
Yeah, but he works there. He's obviously vetted that he's not a freak or anything.
I'm just saying, that's like a stage of intimacy. And I'm not saying that you're going to go run into the bedroom, but I'm saying now you've opened, it's a different state. If you're okay with that, I don't give a shit. I'm just saying. Inviting somebody into your home is that's a thing. Remember, vampires can't come into your home until you invite them.
Really?
So just remember that. Yes.
What?
Yes. That's one of the things out there.
I think on Dark Shadows, Barnabas went in everybody's house.
Well, he was probably invited hundreds of years earlier, you know, that's all. You know, didn't say the invitation had to be curt.
Well, I guess you kind of have to go with the flow on this.
Right.
Hon.
She doesn't cook anyway, so it don't matter.
If you were, let's say a really awesome gourmet cook, that might have been, but then like Jim said, he might be too uncomfortable.
Well, I'm just saying, it's different. You really, really got to be comfortable together.
Michelle is suggesting, why don't you ask him to come and cook? He might love a home-cooked meal.
Or maybe he's like, the hell you want me to come in your damn home and do some cooking for? What the hell's up with that?
You know, think of it this way. The only thing he can say is, no, thank you. But it's a nice offer. And Michelle says, that too bad she's on the other coast. You know, you could have had a little intimate dinner party amongst workers. See, I'm always trying to
get some kung pao chicken just to go. Kung pao or something, you know.
And I suppose the weather's making it a little bit dicey. We're maybe getting around.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I mean, when we go to dinner, it's just you know, I didn't get any big impressions from him. I also don't think he's clued into even the possibility of something. Like you said, he's just here for work. And now that I'm, like, on in limbo with this company, we're no longer working together.
All right. But I see that you can rectify that. If you want to, it says if you and Michelle have the same issues at work, but they have managed to get you to bail. And maybe you want to renege on that and speak to HR and say you'd like to have your job back properly. You know, I personally think the two of you are being sexually harassed. It's a workplace kind of discrimination from all of those bozos that you work among that, God forbid, a woman gets ahead of them all. You know, they have some real egotistical issues, but they're going to get in trouble. I really feel that once this all, you know, comes together, they're going to be reprimanded for not treating.
If it's a company of its worth and they really give their HR department the power, you know, then, it should matter, you know, but it all depends on the company. And you can have an HR department, but if you don't give them any power, you don't give them any power. So it all depends on how they're run.
Well, you know what they make there. I'm not going to say it publicly, but I think you know. It's
they make flying dildos?
They do. And they are
drone vaginas.
Turbo powered.
Really? Okay. All right. I don't know. I don't have an NTK. I need to know. So it's okay that I don't know what they make.
No, it's not. But if this is an industry that isn't one to sneeze at, they don't need bad publicity.
Oh, right. Oh, I agree. I agree with you. If it's a company worth its weight and on the stock market and they give a crap about all these things, their HR department is going to make sure that everything is, the ship is tight. They are. But some companies have
I'm
HR.
Pretty,
don't give a shit.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sure that the HR does not. They're not listening. We have raised our problems so many times, and they're just not listening or doing anything about it. And that's why I had to leave. I simply stated that I can't do my job if you don't include me in the conversation. And somebody came back to me questioning that, and I told them to fuck off, and that got me in trouble.
That's right.
Oh, well, there that's you right. go. Yep. That'll do her. Flinging out the F-bombs. Yes, indeed.
Well, I think...
they do it all the time. The men constantly do that every meeting.
And that's not right. See, the double standard. But somebody who wears a skirt...
Record a meeting if you're allowed to. Record the damn meeting without them knowing and play at the HR. Say, how come I got trouble? And listen to Jack Jingleshimer Schmidt here F-bombing away during a meeting. Why is that okay?
Yeah, why can't you be offended?
Yeah.
So I really think that one of you is going to have to stand tall on this and think of it as speaking up for all the women that are going to come behind you.
Right,
to that
Ray.
Place.
Right.
Well, sometimes people get a calling, like Wendy, straightening out that horrid insurance tangle that she's been in for so long.
Yeah, I mean, well, there's capitalism and money, there's corruption and people that are assholes. That's unfortunate. Hopefully someday that'll get better. The women-men workplace thing has to be way better than it was 50 years ago. But it's not there yet. Because there's still a lot of old-timer people that were raised very chauvinistic. And let's face it, a lot of people have ego, but more men have ego problems than women. Obviously.
Oh, did he just say that?
It's not, it's the nature of our physiology, you know. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Take his temperature. I think he's delirious.
Hey, I'm the one that takes temperature, baby, and I do it the fun way. All right.
Oh, intern. Yeah, never mind.
Would you like me to draw a picture?
Well, you gotta decide. Because you're kind of at a crossroads here.
Now the roads
are crossed.
Are
you going to try to go back and make things better? Or do you want to just throw in the towel and go somewhere else?
Sounds like she would like her.
I think I'm done with the place. I'd like to go somewhere else.
And you can't be faulted for that because, you know.
Well, sometimes some things can't be repaired. You know, sometimes if something, it's just not going to be, it's not going to be the same. It's not going to be right. There's going to be a lot of uncomfortable uneasiness. And you have to feel comfortable in doing your job. And if it's just, you don't feel that, it can't always be repaired. It can't.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, I hope that helps.
Yeah,
but
hopefully,
anyway.
Hopefully you get to a, since that bridge road seems to not be something you can go back down. Maybe something better will come up. Hopefully.
Oh, I see it already. There is something better for you. And you're going to feel much more a part of the team. You know, they're better as team players.
It'd be nice if you could someday look back and say, actually, that was a blessing in disguise type of deal.
I think you probably will.
All right, here's
But at least you know about the guy from the Netherlands.
Yeah, well.
It's not that he was so turned off, he's just going to ignore you. That's not how it is. But I think there's a better man coming for you.
Yeah, I mean,
Jennifer.
The sparks can't always fly, right? All right, real quick, here is your Oracle card reading from the Lighted Gold Pathway deck. Trust your guts. When it comes to intuition, you have the strong gut feelings towards your own action. Deep down inside, you surely know what's next. But basically, the first message is the biggest one. Trust your guts.
Yeah.
So you probably made some decisions already, so obviously you trust your guts, and you can't, you got to keep trusting that.
Is it plural?
You didn't say guts. I'm telling you, this is some Japanese dude lied on his resume about how good he was at translating to English, whoever that guy was, but yep.
It's supposed to just be
We know gut is
singular.
Unless you are some kind of weird being that has multiple stomachs or something in your guts, but yes. Well, thank you for holding.
Well, Jennifer, good luck
you.
To you. Yeah. Let us know how things turn out for you. Please.
Yeah, keep calling back, definitely. Yeah. And thank you for holding for a long time to be caller number one.
Thank you.
Take care.
Awesome. Yes, we hope you call back, and we hope things get better.
Yes.
More better.
Oh, when your work life is messed up, I think it kind of overshadows everything
else.
Well,
I mean, you spend a minimum, if you have a full-time job, 40 hours a week. That's a lot of time of your waking life there. And some jobs you spend more. You know, it depends on the work. So if it's not working out, that's going to be, your life's not going to be happy because that's a lot of your waking time.
When
being
I
unhappy.
Was out in the workplace over the years at various times, I was not a good employee. And I would get all cozy with the management, you know, bring them their special morning croissants and their, you know, make them special coffee. And I would brown nose my way into this so that I could be late when I wanted to. You know, I didn't have to come to every meeting. It just was an abuse of power on my part.
In this type of employment environment, you can't do that.
No, and it was kind of hard in the medical field because you're either going to be a performer or you're going to be a streetwalker, you know?
Right, yeah. Nobody can be late all the time just because whatever. All right. Let's do this. Let us keep on. And where am I going next? Where do we go? Where do we go now? Who comes to Roses? 505, New Mexico. 505,
oh,
welcome
boy.
To the show.
Oh, there, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Are you new to the show?
What's that, ma'am?
Are you new to our show?
I think I've called one time before. It was quite a while back.
Well, welcome back then.
Thank you. You did invite me to call back, so I thought about you today.
Oh, great.
Sure. Yeah, and you don't have to wait so long in between calls. That's up to you.
Yeah.
But we have folks that call every show, so that's up to you. But welcome back.
Yeah. Tell us.
Thank you.
What's happening? How is your weather?
What's happening?
Are you guys okay?
Our weather is wonderful, but I did have a question about something in my neighborhood, and if you could tap into that.
Okay.
Have a neighbor that has let their yard has been run down with weeds, and I think they took off, and they haven't been back, but I wanted to find out if they're going to clean up their yard, because what happens is everything from his yard all the way to my house, everything blows into my yard, and I really don't want those tumbleweeds coming in the spring.
We didn't ask your first name. And
what
is
I'm sorry. It's Pat.
I knew you were going to say that. I do remember speaking to you in the past. Yes. So anyway, I'm going to look at this. Do you feel like they have abandoned the property? Or are they
traveling folks?
It could be. That's my thought, is they could have they just recently purchased it. The original owner was not very good either at keeping his yard clean. And I'm just really sick and tired of those weeds blowing into my property in the spring when the winds come, and then they spread their seeds all over, and I spend all summer long hoeing down weeds, burning weeds, and it's from their property, not from mine, because I keep my property pretty clean. So I want to find out if that's going to be cleaned up.
Yeah, I'm looking at that.
International shout-out to Rachel in Australia. Very belated. Sorry.
I'm laying down your cards. We have a city. There's a department of the city here.
Department of the city, mind you.
Called Beautiful Neighborhood or something
really?
Like that. Mm-hmm. That we can report neighbors that we've abandoned cars or, you know, junky cars in their yard, or
dead bodies and stuff like that.
It's been done.
But
she has already done that. Now that doesn't mean that every city takes action on that. That is the problem.
Or they come out and clean it, and they will charge.
Well, usually they'll threaten you. They don't just do that. But
yes, you are going to see that situation get cleaned up very soon. Very soon.
Okay.
I think there's been give me a minute to think of the word. There's been an unexpected setback with this family or whoever bought that house. And it looks like somebody had a bad accident. And it could be a relative. It could be somebody, you know, somebody's child that they know. But there's definitely something here. But I feel that the property will, you know, you want curb appeal. You know, we've got some neighbors that just don't really take care of their stuff either. And it gets very irritating. You know, when you do so well with yours and then you're dealing with these tumbleweeds. Yeah. Well, I just want you to know it is going to get cleaned up and soon.
Okay.
And they're never going to know about you reporting them unless you tell them, from what I see here.
Oh, no. No, I'll never do that. I just want what's fair.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure. Every city is different on what kind of action they take on that kind of stuff, too.
But even if, say, they've changed their mind for whatever reason and the house is going back up for sale, the realtor will send a maintenance person out. Because they're not going to sell a house that looks like crap.
Well, if that was the case, you definitely want to make sure your turd is nice and shiny and pretty looking if you have a turd to
your
sell.
Your turd?
I'm just saying, if you're trying to sell a turd, you got to wrap it up, make it look nice.
Yeah.
That's what
happened with this house with the previous owners. They did that, but what they did is they hired somebody to get rid of those weeds, but a tractor sowed all those seeds into the ground, and now all the weeds are popping up. So they did it wrong, and they did it at the wrong time. You see what I mean?
Yes. You have actual grass. I don't mean to sound so ridiculous, but I visited my two sons in Texas. They have no grass. So I was wondering, do you just have sand and rocks, or do you have grass along?
No, the best thing in my area is to leave the natural habitat, which is the sage and all the wild bushes, because if you leave the natural habitat, you won't get the invasive weeds growing, because cut them all down and scrape the whole land, you don't have anything to compete against those weeds. And we're not supposed to do that anyway here, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I wondered about my two sons, you know, and now it makes a lot more sense to me. So thank you for explaining
that. They're doing what they're supposed to do. Yep.
Well, if you leave the natural habitat, okay, if you take out the natural habitat, you're going to get a dust problem and a weed problem.
Nice.
So you got two problems. So it's best to leave the native natural habitat wherever you are, or else you're going to have a problem. And that's what these people did. They scraped a whole 2 acres down to the bare bone, and that is
a
bad situation when the weeds come, when the wind comes.
That's a big chunk of area.
I'm feeling very positive looking at your reading that, yes, this is going to get resolved real soon. And now you have an angel
stand
card.
By for your lighted goal pathway card. Now these cards, a lot of times the message has nothing to do with your question because we have lives and lots of other stuff going on. So your subject is be honest. Confrontation is needed in this situation. Be true to yourself. Get straight to the point from which has led you to the current problems and solve it. So it could be about this.
I think so.
But I think he's already trying to do that. So it might be a confirmation that what you're doing is the right thing. Keep on it.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, take care now.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling us. Thank you.
Thank you.
We shall talk to you again, hopefully, very soon. All right, I got an international shout-out to Suzanne in the land of the Scots.
Scots.
Yes.
Scots. Now, do they make scotch? What do they make?
Well, it's a country. They have a lot of things going on, but that's where scotch is from.
Oh, is it?
Ooh,
and doesn't Canada make...
Everybody makes whiskey. Everybody on this planet makes whiskey.
Yeah. Oh.
Everybody makes whiskey. People that make it in their backyard, it's called moonshine. They don't put it in barrels and age it, make it. They don't get the pretty dark color to it. They make the whiskey and let's drink it. It's clear as hell.
That's how NASCAR got started.
Yes.
Rum runners.
Yeah,
and
during
all
the Prohibition.
Yeah. If any of you ever get the chance, watch that show. Oh, Boardwalk. It tells the whole story of Prohibition.
There's lots of good shows about that. That's all.
Oh,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Real
they had,
good.
They souped up their cars. Outrun the cops. They'd make their runs.
Yeah.
They'd load up those cars full of their moonshine to deliver and sell places, and they'd outrun the cops that were trying to chase them.
And the women had to be prostitutes and work in houses of ill repute because you couldn't just be out on the street yourself. It's a very interesting series. It was very well done.
Well, that's a good series out there.
Yeah.
I like a lot of stuff. All right, Deb.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Holy
God.
He's been holding for about 50 minutes.
You're so patient with us.
Yeah, I would.
I listen to all your callers, and I talk to you, and I learn a lot.
Thank you.
Learning is good.
Yeah, we all learned something now about natural habitat.
In New Mexico.
Yes, and that would be in Texas, too.
Or, yeah, any of those,
they
yeah,
didn't
the whole
have
area
any grass,
around
no
there.
Grass.
Lots of area around there.
Now, what about you, Lisa? Do you have to stick with the natural habitat?
I thought she lived in an
Fuck
apartment.
No. I don't even know what that shit's all about.
She was
you
in
know,
an apartment.
If I can just pick up my trash, I'm good.
Yeah.
Do you have grass?
I don't care about that crap. I'm basically trying to get on with my own life.
All right.
That's why you live in an apartment. You don't have to worry about all that other shit. That's when you make that decision.
Yeah, even when I had my own house, you know, I've got stuff going on. Let me see. I don't go out there and count the blades on the yard. No, I have more going on in my life than that, so I don't give a fuck. I'm in a really bad mood. I'm sorry.
All right. All right. We'll take it.
I figured it was Sunday and you were going to come here and preach and pray and love the world with us. So what are you trying to do, Deb?
Trying to answer somebody while I'm listening.
Okay, well, Lisa, the floor is yours.
Yeah, tell us.
Well,
okay,
Deb,
so after a phone call with you yesterday, I went and called the neighbor and offered him half a plate of whatever I made, and I should have pulled it out of the toilet and put it on a plate and gave it to him, but I didn't. So I was kind. I gave him real food. And he came to the laundry room door, and he was a mess. he was an absolute mess. He hadn't gotten out of his gotten out of his PJs. Usually he gets out of his PJs. I mean, he's up and at him. Like I said, I've asked him, "Are you in the military?" Because he'll get up, he shaves, he's spruced up. No, he stayed all day in his pajamas. He looked out of it. He was all disheveled, and he looked so. Well, I thought it was because I hadn't been talking to him, and then, you know, I just said, "I love you, I missed you," and he was smiling, and we were talking, and I said, "Do you want to go to music tomorrow?" And I said, "I went to a girlfriend the other night," you know, I said, "I went to her house," which I lied, and then he was lecturing me. He said, "We should, you know, that I should like to be alone sometimes." And I said, "Don't lecture me on that." So we were being very kind to each other, very sweet. And, yeah, I said, "Maybe we can do coffee tomorrow," meaning in our place. And he said, "Yeah." And so then I woke up this morning, went out to the backyard, and there he was. He was all dressed. And okay. I wasn't dressed. I was still in my pajamas. And I said, "So what are your plans today?" And he said, "Oh, I have no plans." And I said, "Well, then we're going to music, right? We're going to go listen to music." And he said, "Yeah." He said, "What time is that?" And I told him. And so then he did something really strange, I thought. We came in, and he went into his place and shut the door. Normally he leaves it open. We have coffee. And he didn't do that. He said, "I need to unwind." He said, "This will give me time to unwind." Well, what the fucker meant was he had another date. That's what the fucker didn't tell me. And so
that's how he's unwinding then, I guess.
How do you know he had a date?
Okay,
how do I know? This is how I know. I was in my own place drinking my coffee and doing calls to family members. And then I was just getting a really funny feeling because I knew his place was really quiet. And I knew he had violently closed his door. I could hear it, you know, the porch door. And then I called him about an hour before we were supposed to go listen to our music. I couldn't reach him. And he carries his phone with him all the time. That phone is glued to him, and he answers calls. But he doesn't answer calls if he's in the middle of something. So then I text him, and then I called him three times. And then I said, "Did you change your plans? Are you doing something different?" Which is okay. I tried to sound casual. And then I texted him. I said, "Hello," and I put a question mark. So then I thought, "Oh, fuck this. I'll just get ready myself." And so I did. And then I could hear the door slamming like he had just come back and, the front door. And then he texts me. He says, "I'm all dressed. I'm all ready to go. I'm washing up." He puts all these messages in the text. And so then I called him. I said, "You know, I've been trying to reach you. I thought you had a better offer because I couldn't reach you." And he said, "No." He said, "What do you want?" He says, "You want me to carry the phone into the shower? I've been showering," which was a fucking lie because I saw him. I saw him when I was leaving for the music, and he was dressed the same way he was early in the morning. And so I said, "Well, I've made other plans. I didn't hear from you, and I thought you got a better offer." And he said, "Well, whatever." And I said, "Okay, better luck next time." And we hung up. And then as I was leaving to go out, he was waiting for me. And he was checking out how I was dressed. He was, you know, checking me out. And he, I thought, there's no way that I'm going to invite him to come along. He fucked it up. And so, I just said toodaloos. And I got in the car and took off. But he had something going on. What was going on, Deb? Was it another woman? What was going on? Why was he hiding the fact that he was out with somebody?
Why do you hide the fact when you go to the bar? It's like you both want to maintain a status quo here, but things are changing on both your sides, see? And when you make lying a precedent, that's hard to get over. I don't know. I'm going to look at the card.
Well, his was a lot more elaborate.
Yeah.
His was very elaborate. She did go somewhere. She went to a place and didn't do anything wrong, didn't have a date. She said she went with some friends, but he's totally making
a church goer?
Oh, he would tell her.
Hell no.
And if he was, that was easy to figure out, too. That's easy to tell if somebody's going to church anyway. That's a dead, you don't hide that.
But he didn't answer my calls, and here we had this thing set up between us, and he didn't answer my text, so he was hiding me from whoever he was with. He was hiding me. You know, he wasn't, and he has that phone glued to his fucking ear all
the time. Yeah, that's the thing, too, see? That's you folks with your phones, man, I'll tell you.
What? What about them?
Well, you can't, it's like if you lose your phone, you almost have to go to a freaking rehab center, you know? And then when somebody can't get a hold of you, it's like, well, something's got to be wrong. Because that person was so freaking addicted to their phone. If they're not answering the phone, something really is wrong, you know?
Yeah, something was wrong. And then
you're so addicted to your damn phone all the time.
And then I could hear him running in just before we were supposed to leave. I was still getting dressed. I could hear him running in. I was almost, and then I got all this massive amount of texts from him. He says, I was in the shower. I was washing, a text after text. He says, I'm ready to go. When are we going? And so then I called him and I said, I didn't hear from you. I thought you got a better offer somewhere else. And yeah, I don't want to repeat it. I already told you what I said to him.
Good. The shower thing is dumb because you would probably, if you live next door to somebody, you can typically hear water running anyway. So.
And you know what?
Well,
very good.
He was dressed. He was dressed exactly the same way he was dressed early this morning. He was planning. He had already planned it with that whoever he went out with this morning. I don't know where they went. I don't know if it was a man. I don't know if it was a woman. But he was hiding me. He wasn't taking my calls. He wasn't.
Maybe it was hermaphrodite. Man, woman. Woman, man.
Which do they use?
I don't know. I don't know anything about hermaphrodite. I'm just saying, man, woman, maybe he wanted both. Maybe.
All right. Well, let's just be serious here.
Yes, okay. Back to the real deal.
What I've got here is, you've got a very good rule of thumb is this. Ask a question you already know the answer to.
If you can, that's what cops do.
To see what you're going to get.
Yes. Yes, cops actually are okay with suspects lying to them because that helps them in the future when they go to talk to them again and say, all this shit you said is all a lie. Now what's going on? Yeah, so yeah, you could ask them all sorts of questions you already know the answer. Like you did.
Yeah.
You already know he didn't shower.
But I think
he
knows where you were, too. And so now you two are playing this game of, like, it's kind of like a cat and mouse game, but I think he knows that you were out.
She wasn't out.
She was out in a bar.
But she did.
Somebody there might have said, he might have been, had you under surveillance where... He was parked up the street watching.
You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know if they're not watching your rearview mirror. And you can't sit there and stare at your rearview mirror because you're going to run into somebody.
But the truth of the matter is, if there's another individual, we'll say male or female, I'm not picking up on it at all.
Okay.
And
that's odd then because there has to be something.
But he's disappointed in her. So it's like he's saying, okay, she wants to play some fuck-fuck. Let's play some fuck-fuck.
Then what was his fuck-fuck?
Is that he got all ready and...
He didn't get ready.
He didn't take her calls.
He disappeared for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't take her calls like he was somewhere. He disappeared. She heard him leave. He did go somewhere.
Well, that's fine. He could have gone down the street and, you know...
And what?
Got a... Was he on foot?
Yeah, he asked me to... Yet.
Or somebody picked him up, one or the other. I don't know. I don't know. I was too busy.
Okay. But you guys are starting to live separate lives now. And this is where maybe it's meant to go this way.
Isn't that Phil Collins' song?
Yeah, it's a beautiful song.
Him and some chick. Okay, go ahead.
And
some real name chick.
You two need to either sit down at this back on track.
Like the mafia does have a sit down.
They do. Yeah.
Let's have a sit down. Yeah.
Bring the cannoli and what? Leave the machine gun?
No. That wasn't a machine. That was after somebody got murdered. Let's not go to murder right now. Let's just talk about having a sit down. Go back to your sit down, Deb. You sit down and
I think, though, that you should be honest with him. If you're going to go down the street to the bar, you don't have to ask him along, you know.
Now they're at a point now where that's awkward.
Yeah.
Can you pick up at all why he was not taking my calls this morning? I mean, was he with a woman or a man?
There's nothing here like that.
No, she said
that
he was fucking with you, your brain, knowing that if he didn't take those calls and
heard
him leave, that you would think the worst because he's like, aha, you want to lie to me?
That's a military slang term. When you go to play fuck with somebody.
Yep. So that's what she sees in the cards, that he was fucking with you to make you do exactly what you're doing.
And that's where
Which means he played you like a fucking grand piano. You did exactly what he wanted to do, is what she's saying. Right?
Yes, it's right here.
Pushed the exact right buttons and she fell for it.
Well, he hasn't been exactly Prince Charming either.
Obviously not. No, he started the fuck.
Yeah, he really did. But now you're carrying on the fuck. And what happens? Everybody gets fucked.
Everybody gets fucked. And it's not the happy way. It's not the orgy way. No. It's like going to the IRS fuck. Yeah, that's not the good way. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why I say go for a sit down and say, look, let's really sort this. Or if you're tired of him, let it go the way it is. But yeah, he wanted you to feel what it's like. What is that line from Fatal Attraction? I won't be ignored.
I won't be ignored,
Lisa.
I thought it was Dan. Wasn't that his name?
Well, yeah, but
whatever his. Yeah, Lisa. Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, you know, when I saw him, I was in my PJs when I went out to the backyard. It was early. It was like I don't know, 9-ish for me. It was early because I stayed up late watching movies. And I said to him, I said, "What do you have? What's your schedule today?" And he said, "Nothing." And he said he had nothing going on. I said, "Oh, did you want to go see the music then? Hear the music?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "What time?" And so, and then he said, "Well, I just want some time to unwind." That's what he said. That's what he said.
Unwind.
So then I came into my place, and then I thought it was strange that he closed his apartment door, because usually we just have coffee to get. But no, then he left. He took off, and
Maybe he shut the door for privacy to masturbate or who knows what. But
maybe.
But really, I guess.
But he left. The point is, he left, and then he didn't take my calls, and then he didn't answer my text, and then I said, "Well, I thought you got a better offer," and he said, "Well, I'm ready to go," and I said, "Well, I already made other plans."
Paper walls.
Well, see, now this goes all the way back to when you made what did you cook that day? And he was going to come over.
Tater tot casserole?
No.
Oh, not that far back. Okay, my bad.
Oh, shit on toast, which I love.
Shit on a shingle.
Yes, I love that stuff. I haven't had it yet.
That is great.
Jim will be right over. He loves shit on shingles.
That is so awesome. And then there's two versions. There's like the sausage gravy one, and then there's like the chip beef. Oh, that stuff. It's so unhealthy, but it is so good. Yeah.
So unhealthy.
He came in and he took a little plate of it, and he said something like he was speaking to his mother. Can I take this next door? Can I go eat this over there?
Yeah. And I didn't talk to him for 3 days. Yeah.
Yeah. See, now you guys have a ball in motion. And you know what happens? Like when a ball rolls downhill, let's say it's dirt ball.
Well, if it's rolling downhill.
Yeah.
And if you're talking like a snowball, it's picking up. It's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And it's gathering momentum. It's going faster, and it's when it hit, whatever gets.
And you know what? He was waiting. He was out there on the porch waiting for me when I was leaving my place to get in the car. He was standing there waiting for me. What was I going to say? It was too awkward, and I was pissed at him. And there was no way I was going to say, "Oh, you changed your mind? You want to come with me? Here, let me bend over and you'll fuck me where you like to fuck everybody."
Okay.
That's very metaphorically, of course. We already know better about the football situation. We know that is totally a metaphor, because there ain't been no bending over or anything going on here. You know that? No salamis have been flipped anywhere here.
No, I bet when you really lose your temper, you have a real foul mouth.
I think it'd be hilarious. I would love to watch that.
And that's what he has said to me. He says I cuss worse than he does. And he's waterfront and entire construction. And you know what? I went and had a great time. I went by myself to the music review. I had a phenomenal time. I really, you know, I dance, I laugh, and then I went to another one. I found another place, and it was so much fun, and I meet people, and they're no dudes, though. You know, it's like the dudes that are there are musicians, and they're nice to talk to, and their wives are there, and it's fun. It's very pleasant. It is so pleasant. And it's good, but I came home and I fell asleep while waiting for it to be called by you guys. And I just think I really need to just put the air in my tire and go bicycling and get this out of my system. I don't know what to do. I really don't. I'm the one that calls him. I'm the one that takes the plate of food over. I'm the one, see him in his PJs and he's all disheveled and he's been laying around. He looks depressed and because I haven't called or I haven't talked to him. And then, I don't know.
I would shut that shit down. I would stop that gravy train from running. I would stop this frickin' catering and this I call, here you go. I would shut that shit right the fuck down.
You know.
I would say, no more of this shit there, buddy boy.
Well, this is a paradigm shift that's happening here. You're straying from the path, and you are bringing change by going out to the clubs. You're going to meet somebody eventually doing that because you're putting yourself in an environment for opportunity. And as for him, now he wants to play the game. And Jim, how do you stop it? Do you know? What do you do?
Well, I told her she needs to shut that shit down, and then eventually either there's going to be a sit-down eventually. You shut all that shit down, and eventually you're going to have a forced confrontation, and then that's not necessarily always bad. It means you're going to sit and you're going to finally talk. Or if you don't talk, then it was not meant to be, because people that were meant to be will talk things out. But I would shut all that. Here's your food. Oh, fuck your food. I would say shut that shit out.
He should be catering to you, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you told me when you got sick, he didn't even offer to help you at all. Was it when you got sick? I thought it was.
He started to. I mean, he starts to harangue me about stuff, you know, like, you know, you need to get your flu or shots or, you know, stuff that's on his plate to worry about for himself. And he did do a lot of ice packs for me and got me the ass. Yeah, I don't keep tally. I'm more of a person. I was waiting on him hand and foot. I was.
Well, to me, that's what a good woman does when she loves somebody. You take care of them. But they have to reciprocate and take care of you.
Yeah.
This is not.
And you know what, though?
Not a normal thing you can apply that to. This is not a normal thing.
But I can relate to it because, like you, Lisa, I mean, like what you're going through, I have a lot of acquaintances that will make me feel like they love me and, oh my gosh, I need your help, and, you know, male and female. And once they've gotten some relief through an answer or an option of what to do, they disappear on me. So your catering aspect comes from fear of abandonment from sometime in the past, you know.
Oh, when I take care of him? You know, I did it because he was so helpless and he didn't have anyone. And he was even saying that. And I said, don't worry, I won't leave you. And you know, it was so sad. And, and I just did things that came easy to me. But little did I know I wasn't supposed to be on my shattered knee. I had the wrong medical advice. And, it was 3 weeks later when they discovered that they sent me to surgeon, and and they discovered that I was not supposed to be up on my feet at all, and that I was walking around on a shattered knee, fractured knee.
But that, you know, that's your goodness. That's your generosity. But then where was it for you? You know, it's like
well, he did.
When I have a problem, everybody's too busy or they're not available, you know, one way or the other. But
well, he did start to harangue me. You got to be off your leg. You know, he was on me, and he was making ice packs. And he was, because when we all discovered, including my brother was really upset that I got the wrong diagnosis initially. And, go climb mountains, go ride your bike, you're fine. Now it turned out I had multiple fractures. And so, then he came through. He was waiting on me as well. It did turn. I don't know.
Let me say something to the Facebookers. You know, if this is your area of expertise, Virgil, you should be available to all of us and be providing your insights and your, what would you call it, your expertise.
What the hell are you talking about?
I looked over your shoulder. I saw what he was saying to you. But he's blocked too many of us. He's blocked himself. It doesn't seem fair that he can share his expertise with only a select few, but we could use him over here with the blocked crowd. All right, well, anyway, Lisa, I'm trying to think of what to tell you. I hope you call the show tomorrow, because I have a feeling something between tonight and tomorrow is going to change things between you. And I'd love to hear that.
Is it going to be bad?
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. I really think, though, he has started to screw back with you, because he knew you were going to notice that he was dressed up, looking good. He knew you would see that. And we've often said to you, you should go out dressed like to kill. You know?
Yeah, he definitely should have been out there looking like holy shit when you walked by.
So he could chew on his knuckles.
You should have been like, I'm going to go have coffee with the girls, but have like the fuck knee pumps on.
Oh, God, yes.
Tight dress, the bright red whore lipstick, all that shit. Oh, yeah.
That's out of bed.
Should have had all that stuff on and say, I'm going to go have coffee with the girls. See you later.
You know
buddy.
What? I ran into a girlfriend at one of the clubs that I went to, or club or whatever it's called, and she said, you look really good. And I went to another club, and another girlfriend said, you look really good. So, I mean, it's not like I go out there looking like a skank. I mean, I do put
well,
a little...
Well, maybe that's how you should look. It's like a skank.
Not necessarily a skank, but like you're going out to... You cannot... I don't say a skank. You don't have to look like a freaking crack whore. But you could look like you're ready to go out and mingle with the upper-class single guys. Guys with money could be dressed to the hilt.
Oh,
not a whore. Not a hoa. You don't have to be a hoa.
Boy, if I was rich and I was you... I would hire me one hell of a good-looking gigolo, like a male escort. He would drive up in a really hot sports car.
No, I'm getting the Lifetime Network.
Yeah, but life, art imitates life. It is. And then have him have some reason to go knock on his door, you know. And,
I thought about that, to knock on his door. But, you know, he was out there waiting for me, and he was what I was dressed in, how I looked. And then I simply said, toodaloos, you know, very casually, got in the car. And I had a great time. I had a good time, but I don't know. So that's what you think, Deb? You're picking that up, that he's just trying to jerk my chain?
Yes. Because he has found out, I think, something in the wind about that you've lied to him. And that's why you guys have... And I never thought it was going to work out for you. You know, I saw it ending badly with these lies.
But you didn't know when.
No,
that's
right.
The hardest part.
So...
I wonder...
I don't know.
Well, who would... I don't know who would because I'm careful about that, I look to see who, but then I don't know who he knows either.
True. So, is Laura still with us, Laura Grant?
Probably.
Okay, because we have one of our people, a Facebook people, is in the fire stuff that's up in Canada, and we want to connect.
I should let you go. I should let you go. Well, thank you, Deb, for taking my call.
Well, anyway, try it tomorrow, but remember it's going to be an hour earlier on News.
It shall be. It will be an hour earlier on the other number. The other number that you don't call all the time. I don't know. I don't see Laura.
Yes,
she is. All right.
Yeah.
All right, let it ring, Laura. All right, thank you so much, Lisa. We shall be here tomorrow. Good luck to you.
Oh, thank you.
All right, thank you. Honey, take care.
You're way more patient than I would be.
You guys are going to sort this out. There's a lot of feelings between the two.
You got to have a sit-down. That's right, like Marlon Brando.
And no more fuck. It'll only get you in trouble with both of you.
Really? But it's entertaining.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, the fuck games can be entertaining if you're up for that. All right, Laura, you can messenger at will.
So,
it takes her a few minutes.
And Jim.
Why
are you defending yourself?
I'm not doing anything. Don't worry about the type.
You told me you don't even know how to block people except
And I don't. I said don't do type. Let's not talk about type. Let's talk
about
Laura. Don't worry about what's going on in this chat.
You chicken.
No, it's none of your damn business. How about that?
It is too.
No, it ain't. Nobody's talking about you. Nobody said your name, Deb. Nobody.
I guess this is the Jimbo show now.
It isn't. That is the Deb show. And what'd you do?
Hi there, hon.
Hey, you.
Yeah, tell us. Bring us up to date.
It's horrible.
Oh, honey.
We've lost a lot of towns.
So sorry.
Yeah.
Well, do they want you all to evacuate?
Not us yet, but our fire just spread to the next town over.
God, do they have enough firefighters out there?
No, they called them in from Africa, Brazil, Mexico. They're coming from all over the world to help.
What about here?
Yes.
What about us, the U.S. of A?
They are sending people up.
Are we up there?
Yeah, we've got U.S.
Right off the bat, Deb.
Well, I thought that in firefighting, they have strategies where they, set like an alternate fire, or they do something. They dig a ditch.
One of the towns that is no more, it totally burnt down. That was supposed to be a controlled burn.
Yeah.
And instead they lit the whole town on fire.
Yeah, you got like and those controlled burns.
Did they get out? Did all the people get out?
They haven't said anything about any deaths yet because the fires are too enraged.
God. Okay, now I have to just kind of clear myself so I can do this. Otherwise, my emotions will carry over into your car. Oh, what about your cowboy boot? I've never seen that.
Thanks. That was my first tattoo.
Well, I like it. It's very nice. All right, here we go.
Yeah, the smoke here is so bad we can't even see across the street today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that.
Do they have shelters set up outside of?
Everybody's been opening their homes to strangers and their properties.
Aww.
But we've had a lot of animals die.
That fire moves faster than people think.
On a trip to Florida, we went late husband and I drove through in Georgia, and the fire had crossed the highway. I tell you, never been that scared in my life. You couldn't hardly see.
Yeah, the fires are jumping the highways. They're even jumping the lakes. They jumped the lake from West Bank to Kelowna. And West Bank is just, nobody knows if there's anything left.
Well, hopefully people don't try to stay behind to what, put a hold?
Some have.
Oh, but it's
our donkey rescue, they tried to get out, but the bridge burned down, so they couldn't.
Oh, my God.
It's so quick.
I know. Well, I want you to know that.
Sorry.
No, you need to be able to release it, Laura. If
I have stopped crying, it's horrible.
Well, I want to give you some hope here because this is going to get resolved. This fire is eventually going to be put out, and I'm not seeing any harm coming to you, your son, or others that you love. It looks to me like your doggies are safe. But if they go to tell you to leave, you should. You know.
I'm ready to go.
Oh, man.
But we have nowhere to go because we have fires at both ends. So if we have to go out, our town doesn't know where to go.
Well, I am not seeing utter devastation here. I see that this is going to, that you're getting enough people in to help. And I really feel the resolution for all of this is coming, but there is going to be a lot of loss.
Oh, there is. There really is.
It's like the whole thing with Maui. You know, a lot of people did not leave. They didn't, what was it you said, Jim? They didn't even get a warning.
Oh, they're all, that was terrible. Yeah, they didn't get a warning because they had so many false warnings, they like shut the system down. And then when they really needed it.
On Friday,
yep.
Me and my son were heading to West Bank. That is no more. We have to go through there to Kelowna to get my tattoo. And then all of a sudden, all the fires exploded.
That is so scary. Really traumatizing.
Well, the one in Yellowknife, they caught two people that started it at one end in Yellowknife. The one closest to me, it was a house fire, and she lost everything, animals, 5 cats and 2 dogs, and they're in a hospital. Mm-hmm. And that's what started our fire. And we haven't had rain in months.
Yeah,
and
we're getting
dry lightning all the time. We're supposed to get it again tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, and can't that start a fire too?
Well, lightning's been starting.
That's what's been starting them.
Lightning's been starting fires on this planet where there was humans around. So yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
There were people standing in the lake. They had to run to the lake because they couldn't drive out. So they were calling for everyone who owned boats.
Yeah, doing that in Maui, too. Yep. Water. They went to the water.
I'm so sorry.
But you have to go to,
yeah.
It has to be a big...
You should look at some of the videos for D.C. for West Bank.
I'm going to after the show.
Yeah, look at West Bank and Kelowna videos. Just horrible.
You know, there's a big blessing in all of this for you, and it's important to remember that your lives and your animals, there's no replacing that. So please find your way out. Remember during 9/11 when all the planes were grounded? Look at what happened in Nova Scotia. All those people opened their homes when the two planes had to land there. I mean, I really think there's nothing but goodness in people during times like this.
Oh, they are. Yeah. Everybody's opening their homes, resorts. We're on a state of emergency in BC, and there is no travel. No, unless you live up here, you're not allowed to drive up here.
Well, that's
and
good.
Everybody's,
yeah.
Their hotels are letting them stay for free. But now, this morning, somebody stole 5 pumps. Water pumps from our firefighters on our hill here.
What the hell?
When we had the hurricane come through, they were stealing city generators. They had to have them locked down. People are ass wipes.
Evil people.
People are ass wipes. Yep.
Oh.
It's hard to have faith in humanity when you have all that shit going on.
It certainly is. Well, I bet you'll have a very restless night.
So I've been sleeping in my chair, basically.
Do you see the fire from your house? Can you see it out there?
She can't see anything. She's
too much smoke.
Right.
Too much smoke. She can't see across the street.
I'm so sorry.
And that's where the fire is, across the street.
Yeah.
And just over the hill. But I feel the worst for the people in West Bank.
Yeah.
They have nothing.
Yeah, but if they're alive and they have children, well, let's hope. All right.
Yeah.
Stuff can be replaced. The world is full of stuff.
Yep.
Well, Laura, our hearts go with you. And special prayers for you tonight.
Thank you. BC.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as you're ready to get you and your animals out.
Oh, yeah.
That's
my car's full.
That's it.
My car's full of gas. And
yep. Just don't wait too long.
I have my...
It's hard to tell when the right time is. That's the hardest thing.
It's hard to know.
It's hard to know when the right time is, especially when you can't even see across the street.
And sometimes that can be the most dangerous time.
Yeah.
Is when you're trying to get out. I wish we weren't so far away. I'd be saying, get in that car and you get over here. If we were still up in Minnesota. But God, we're...
Well, even Minnesota is...
Yeah, it's still a jaunt for you.
Canada's a big country.
Yeah.
Larger than us. Yeah.
But look at those videos, Debbie, there. They're heartbreaking. It's still going. It's spreading so big. Everybody's going to Alberta.
Yeah. That's when they need those damn tropical storms to come up north, but they never will. It came in handy one year.
No, we need rain. We need rain big time, but we don't get rain up here very much.
No, yeah. Especially my parents said in Minnesota, they're a huge drought. They haven't had rain for 2 months either. They haven't had fires yet because nobody set one, but it takes is one little spark, one little anything, a house fire, campfire, dumbasses in the woods camping, stuff like that. Yep.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
That's all it takes. It takes that. Yep.
Well, honey, do you have a card for her? Or did you already do it?
I didn't pull one.
What do one now? Oh.
I don't know if the lighted gold pathway cards are going to have a lighted gold pathway for wildfires in the British Columbia. Right now, her goal is to not have to evacuate. That's her immediate goal. But then the second goal is if I have to evacuate, to do so safely and save all my animals and stuff. So I don't know. These cards are going to have something for that. That's why I didn't pull them.
Well, God bless you guys, okay?
Thank you, Deb.
I didn't see any personal tragedy.
Well, that's good. And you did have the card, so there's nothing I can do there. You have the great cards for that. So that's good.
Yeah. All right, well, keep us informed.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an understatement. I'm terrible saying that. Yeah.
It is. Oh, boy.
Yep.
All right, hon. Well, try to get some sleep.
I bet you don't get much sleep. I bet it's really hard to sleep.
No, because it's spreading so quick. They don't have time to put the alerts on. They just come and bang on your door. Oh, get out.
Yep. Hopefully you don't get that bang on your door. Hopefully.
Yeah, just don't wait too long, okay?
Oh, yeah, right. Well, when they bang on her door, she's not going to wait. She's ready.
Yeah, my dog's harnesses and leashes are right
perfect.
At the front door.
There you go. That's it. That's smart. Some people don't do that. That is smart.
Well, all of us, we're going to hold a space for you, and we're going to fill it with love and light, good health, safety, and we're just going to keep waiting to hear from you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
She did the right thing. She planned for the worst.
Yeah.
And now you hope for the best.
So you're not scrambling. And
she's planned. Like she said, harnesses, leashes. She's got everything in place to go bam out. So that's plan for the worst.
And my wallet's in the truck.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep, plan for the worst, hope for the best. So she's done everything she can do now.
So please let us know what's happening.
And that's smart because a lot of people don't even do that. So she's smart there.
All right.
Take care.
Yeah, good luck.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, we hope for the best, of course. That's such an understatement. But, yes, we do, because it's life or death tragedy stuff there. That's not just stuff. That's the big deal. That's the big deal there.
Yeah.
All right, Deb, I think we got to...
I got to go.
I think we got to wrap. That was...
Sorry, folks that are waiting.
Yeah, we have to wrap. And that was sad, hard stuff, too.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's like you hear about these news stories, you know, like what's happening in Los Angeles. Not just a tropical storm, which for them could be catastrophic.
Well, it would be.
And also an earthquake.
Which they're used to, but still, you put the two together, who knows what will happen. All right, let's...
Different numbers.
Well, Block Doctors, Lauren, Fox. Yes, well, they all.